stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Hey, what's up? Besides the fact that I met a kid 10 years old that eats cat crap out of a litter box, I'm joined here live with Rekha. I'm Bam Margera. I'm Deco. Lovely Novak is still busted up. And I think G's packing fudge. Yeah. Hey, what's up, G-Man?
Fuck you, fool.
Novak has not had a good week.
No.
Right now, he's got
a
broken clavicle. Shut the fuck up, fat boy. I was getting to that.
All right.
There's a broken clavicle. Then he has two homos tattooed on his arm.
What?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't see this?
No.
Oh, my God.
Check it out. I haven't seen anybody for a while.
Man, fuck.
And not only does he have that, he tried to make himself feel better by getting a proper tattoo of what he thinks.
What is that, Deco? Don't say
the
word.
It's a rose on the front of his hand. It looks like a fucking car drove over your hand, and it's a tar mark that you can't get off.
It
looks like a black
blob. It's not red. It looks like lettuce or something. Like
what do you think of this?
Is that fucking real?
Dead real.
What the fuck is
it's two homos. They're fucking in a flower patch, you see?
And they're fully padded.
They're fucking the front way.
Yeah.
That's too low.
In the front way? How much gayer is fucking the front way?
Oh, this is fucking faggotest flame-throwing thing you could do.
Do you like
isn't that what Rake does?
Balls to balls, that's the only way, baby.
Rake, how do you prefer to fuck a man? D-style or missionary?
Fucking not like that. I take my rollerblades off first.
On my back.
Like they're completely nude, only they have elbow pads and knee pads and rollerblades.
But you guys waving in America. Them rollerblades are fucking horrible.
Who threw that up? Did you notice the one guy's hand has like six fingers on it?
No, let me see.
It's so poor. Seth drew it up so fast. Look, he's got like a jacked hand. He's got six fingers.
It looks like four, and then it's like a mitten hand. Anything else wrong with it?
He's the catcher.
Who are the people?
Like, he just drew.
Just two dudes. Yeah, one guy looks like Hannah.
Look at that nose right there. That looks like Jesse's nose.
It does look like Hannah.
Yeah. I love the fact they got disrobed, but they kept all their pads on. That's fucking brilliant, man.
So didn't you two homos go to Vermont?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
How's the
you
there?
You and Rake went together?
We saw no women at all. There's
Rake
all
was
dudes and no one can leave.
Didn't you bring your girl?
No, it's hunting camp. There's no women allowed in the camp. Except
no shit.
There's a female dog, and he was like, well, all right, Rosie. I guess you're the only bitch that's allowed in the camp.
Why no girls can come?
Because it's
a hunting thing. There's a lot of guns and drunk dudes. It just wouldn't
really every care. Single person everywhere has guns.
There'd be some serious rapeness going on.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. It's like
everybody's
that movie.
Drunk hunters with guns. Bitch, get naked now because I'm humping.
And this one guy there had a party.
Nobody hunts.
He brought a couple.
He just gets shit-faced. Not one person in the whole thing hunted. None of them did.
Hunting is so fucking boring. I have the Fast Eddie's Treetop Casino out there, and like all my hunter friends that come over, they see that, they're like, dude, you gotta let me come over and hunt sometime. It's just like, all right. So like the only two people that came over was Rich Beard and the tattoo artist, and my friend that's a cop, Rob Kinch.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
They came over. They just sit in the fucking Fast Eddie's Treetop Casino.
Like 8 hours.
All you do is just sit there and wait for a deer to come by.
Yeah, for hours.
And then when you do come, like, you just sit there for, like, 3 hours and do nothing and just wait.
It would suck if you missed, too, and you try to
get
and,
like, if you missed, and they just run off and you don't get it.
And then it's done.
Those dudes got too much time on their hands.
Think about the, like, once you do kill it, now you got to grab this dead-ass deer and drag it by its feet into the back of your pickup truck.
Oh, you should have seen the size of the deer these guys killed. It was...
Dude,
its head was like this big. It was 10-point.
Fucking huge rack.
We all felt fucking ashamed, too, because we got a whole cabin full of, like, 12 hunters with all these guns and shit.
Fuck them?
all night long.
You have 100 gangbang.
So we're all, everyone's looking, and next door they like got all these deer, and we just come out of the house, look at it, and back to the truck, like, yep, that's a deer.
Dude, it would just be easier to go to a restaurant and order an entree of deer instead of doing all that work.
An entree of deer.
You know what I mean? Why go shoot for 3 hours?
Yo, it's me, Novak. Let me get that elk sandwich. Dude, yo, man, let me borrow $10. Just, I want to try this elk sandwich.
Just borrow $12 and get the all-you-can-eat deer.
I don't want to see no fucking antlers in that bread, or I'm going to be pissed.
Fuck no. But, should we talk about our special guest we have here?
Yeah, we have a special guest here. Her name is Karen. I met her at 15 North, and she goes...
This is how she starts.
First thing she says to me, she goes, "Promise you won't laugh?" I'm like, "Well, that means I'm probably definitely going to laugh."
She's like, "Definite laugh coming."
I've wrecked on a motorcycle and skidded on my ass 20 feet and ripped my asshole apart, and I had to wear a diaper for like half a year because shit was
she had
so
shit in the
say hi, Kara.
Wow.
Kara, tell us what went down, babe. Because I can't even fathom this right. Shit.
I can't believe you even said promise to not laugh, and then you said it the way you said
no,
it.
Novak, why don't you explain?
I want to let her explain all right, this.
Well, yeah. I was on a motorcycle with my friend Jeff.
Where was this?
In South Carolina.
Now, were you already fucking Jeff, or is he just a guy taking
no,
a
he's, come on. He's just back. My good friend.
Okay.
So.
She fucked him.
No, I did not. So, we are on vacation. My roommate Ashley's here, too. And we were on vacation in South Carolina, and Jeff's stationed down there in the Army. So we met up with him, and he's like, "Oh, you want to go for a ride on the motorcycle?" So we went.
He was trying to be hot shit and pop wheelies and
peeling
shit.
So
shit.
We're driving, and we're going through a green light, and some asshole ran a red light, hit us. So, I don't even remember, like, what happened then. All I remember is landing on my ass and laying there and just being like... And some lady came by and was like, "I'm a nurse, that I can help you." So, she... she was just like, "Do you feel okay?" And I was like, "Well, actually, I feel all right, but I feel like my butt really hurts. I feel like something's like stuck in my butt or something."
Like
so
a big cock or something.
She's like, "All right, let me look." So she turns
holy
me over
shit,
on my
Jeff
stomach.
Cocks in your ass still.
And pulled my pants down on the road, which was very embarrassing, awesome. And looked.
Now, have you been anally fucked before this happened?
No.
Ever? Okay, so you don't know what it'll feel like compared to a dick or your ass being
no.
How fast were you going on the bike?
Slow. I don't even know. But they said very slow. Thank God, because they said I would have been a lot, like, hurt
worse. Picture the paramedics. Like, "Let me take a look at you. Damn, bitch, you got a fucked up ass butt. We need to take it out."
Your ass is minging, bitch. Come with us.
That's for everyone listening to this. This girl's pretty hot, too. She's not, like, any, like, gross ass girl.
Dude, yeah, she's a pretty girl.
Novak never even fell before, and he's got a muffed up ass butt.
No, that's the ironic part, is that you guys do all kinds of stunts, and you hurt your arms, you hurt every other body part, but no one ever rips their ass open. Why did it happen to me?
Like, there's a serious accident. Everybody's supposed to be all like, "Oh my God, let's help everybody. Is everything okay with you?" "Yeah, I feel okay. Only my asshole feels all fucked up." Like,
it did. That was the only thing that I felt like weird. I was like, something feels like it's coming out of my butt. So
God.
Didn't you actually, like, the actual term was you ripped your sphincter open, didn't you?
No. I actually got surgery on my rectum.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, that doc loved that one.
They said I was a half an inch away from damaging my sphincter and, like, having a bag, not being able to go to the bathroom.
I've been like,
have you had anal sex since this happened?
No. I never did, ever.
Every girl says
so
that.
So it was
just leaking out? That's what it was doing?
So you had to wear a diaper for a while, right?
I love how that the only thing they can do is give you a diaper.
Well
what the fuck else are you going to do?
How long did you have to wear a diaper for?
It sounds good to me.
You put a tampon on your ass.
How long
no,
you
I didn't have
on?
To wear like an actual diaper, but I had to like lay on these things that were like open diapers.
Like a flotation when you sat on a chair, you had like a little ass cushion?
Yeah.
Look at him laughing at it.
How long did this go on for? How long did you have to wear this stuff?
Well, I was in the hospital for maybe like a week and a half. And my parents had to fly down, which wasn't fun.
Did you have diarrhea every time you shit?
Yeah, because I was on the most amount of laxatives you could possibly be on.
Yeah,
just picture like a big lock coming out. There's still stitches in there. Shit, you're ripping again. You have to go back to the hospital. Like,
So how long was it to you? Okay, so I can't even stop laughing as you question, babe. So the healing process took place. How long could it take for you to have sex after your asshole healed up and shit? Because like, I'm sure you were nervous.
They didn't, like, say. They really didn't. They were just like, I don't know. They just said that I would not. They said my asshole would not be normal until Thanksgiving. So I actually
just in time.
Not healed yet.
A big old log coming out that bird.
Double pumpkin pie this Thanksgiving.
Wait, was this recent?
The day of feast.
No, this was in July.
So this is within the past few months.
So do you have scars? Yeah. Do you have scars and shit?
Well, no, because it was my actual asshole. So I guess if you got inside of my body, I would probably have scars.
Give her another Corona, Novak. Maybe she'll show it.
Let's get her some fucking
Novak,
shots.
Novak, would you bang this girl out here?
Of course, I'd bang any broad out.
What do you give her?
You're,
all right, what do you give her? What do you give her for the listeners? Like, what do you give her? Rating?
She's
what?
Hot, man. I give her like a fucking strong 8.
Yeah. She's got the right
thumb. That's good.
And but knowing, I'd bang her if she was a strong 0. Who the fuck cares?
A strong 0.
Just straight up minging. Got F plus.
It's serious here, man.
Hey, at least you've got a couple extra stitches down there for you.
Seriously, bud.
You guys got something in common, man.
This story, man. Now, I can't, but I don't believe you. You were fucking Jeff. Why would you go all the way down there and hang out with a guy?
Who would go to South Carolina to visit a buddy and not
I didn't
out?
Go down there to visit him. Us girls, you can ask Ashley Fink right
Did
here.
Did you let that
roommate.
Then?
What?
Did you les out with them in South Carolina?
No. We went for a girl vacation, and Jeff happened to be down there.
Who do you... So do you have a boyfriend now?
Sort of.
You have a friend that you fuck?
No.
Yes.
Friend sort of. Yes.
We cut out all small talk on this radio
no
station.
No peanut in the bush.
You know, people need to know. We only have an hour with these people, so we need to cut the bullshit.
They need to know.
Yeah, plus we got a hot girl. We got a hot girl over here with a torn up ass.
We actually have... This usually,
I tear her ass up.
Yo, this, sounds like a party to me.
This usually... you would say it's like a party when talking about ass fucking, dude. Yeah, we usually have a dick farm, but tonight we have more ladies in this room than we've ever had
this
in our life.
This is awesome. Well, let's devote this next song to the ladies. I'm going to play... Rake decided to hit record and sing to this rap. Now, you might not think Rake Young could rap, but he can.
Oh, come
and
on.
And he raps about himself being gay, so let's
hear
it.
Oh, don't fucking play
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
Rake Young
go.
Rap.
I had nothing to do with this.
Radio Bam Series 28 Facts.
Who's the boss?
Dirty Dancing.
I remember when I was little, I used to eat those Skittles, but they weren't out yet. And a matter of fact, neither was I. I was a little kid running down my mom's leg. I was nothing but sperm in an egg. Everybody had to come to my house and beg for me to do the homework. And then I would go to the laundry room and start to jerk. I remember these days. And maybe next winter, I'll see you when I'll be a little slimmer. From doing so much coke, woo-woo, this ain't no joke. And I'ma tie this rope around my balls day. And I'll be back in the rerun, till I have a little bit of fun. And I'm number one, and if you wanna be them, I'll pump your pie. I'll leave you and I, woo-woo, call you by. Oh yeah, now I'm high, high than a kite. And I lied to everything tonight. If I see one girl, that's 1%. And if you can't count me, that's 2%. And that's 4, I can come through 15 north. Woo woo, dance on a dance floor every Thursday night. Open 5 to a seat that looks so right and tight. And everything will be alright. And I can bring you up tonight. Everything will be good, like Robin Hood. Do it in the hood, that's where I'm from. 143 East Minor Street. And you can beat my beat all night long. It tastes sweet like a red bean. Put it down and I got athlete's feet. Oh yeah, it itches, goddamn sons of bitches. Rock grooves with all these witches. Motherfuckers, tiny pants, round breeches. Everybody loves this, title tail stitches. Woo woo, woody woody woo. Oh woo woo, woo dies. I like mustard, and I don't know less. I keep my cool back, and I love school, and I ain't no fool. And if you know Snyder, you know he drew. Everybody wanna see like this hoe and the piss. Everybody wanna see me fly around the rings of Saturn. And my asshole's got gonorrhea, so it will burn. Every night, fill me with sperm. I do a name fall. Wanna see my whole neighborhood fall. And I got my Glock, I stick it up my ass. If it suck my cock, wanna woo woo, woody waddy woo. Everybody wanna see my honey hoe. Whoa whoa, Macintosh, and you can email. But please do not stop my download ramp. And lots to rob, and you can fuck my dad. But don't fuck my mama. Whoa, woody woo, witty witty wow woo. Here I go with the bitty bitty babo.
Faction, baby.
Nice guess.
Now back to Radio Bell.
Very fucking funny. I didn't know you had skills on the mic like that, Rake. Where the folks come
all,
from?
I got all kinds of skills, let me tell you.
Especially with men.
Tie this rope around my ball sack, and I'll be back in the rerun. Just have a little bit of fun, and if you want a piece of my pumpkin pie, I'm going to hit you in the eye, woo-woo. I love when you just give out his address. 143 East Monster. You can beat my meat all night long. It tastes sweet like a red meat. And I got athlete's feet.
That's just eating breakfast.
I know. What are you doing, Mom?
I just woke up, man. Well, we've all lunch yet.
He really is eating breakfast.
I just rubbed my Sharpie all over Novak's wheat bread, and he just took a bite of it anyway.
Dude, I have that grown man dicks in my mouth. I don't think his Sharpie's going to affect my mouth too much, all right?
No. He's trying to get healthy by eating wheat bread.
Novak had grown man's dicks in his mouth when he was on heroin trying to get $40.
So, babe, your ass story in that out of line here.
But I like it. It's unique.
So tell us about the nurse. What happened?
What was the first time you took a shit? Tell us about it.
That's got to be murder on you. Was it awful?
Well, they warned me. They were like, all right, like the surgery went great, but the doctor actually said when you take your first puppy, as if I was like five.
Ew, a puppy?
That it was going to be worse than like childbirth.
Shit.
What? So oh, like, man. Dude, I wonder like the terminology that they used in the place, like, no, what do you even say? Like, your ass got ripped or
something. They couldn't, like, wean you on any kind of soft food, like Friendlies or something like that.
Oh, I was on
a little soft serve.
I was on all liquid.
What does Friendlies got to do with shit?
You know how when you eat a place like that, it's all soft and, like...
No, I don't, Rake.
Rake, scientifically, how would you warn her if she was in that condition?
Yes.
You were the doctor. What would you say?
Give us a science approach.
Without saying shit and asshole and all.
Well, first of all, I mean, she said that the rectum got ripped as much as the sphincter. So I was wondering, did anything like foreign object go in your ass at high velocity, or
just
was it
Jeff's
just
dick?
Like a...
No, I think that, shut up, that basically I,
like
they
rocker.
Said that I like flipped in the air, but like skidded the whole way on my butt. So I think it was just like the whole impact of like rolling and skidding on my butt. I don't know.
But it didn't
I don't know how it happened. It's weird.
But it didn't tear your butt hole, but it got inside of
it. Was it all bruised and shit?
Yes.
Oh my God, the anal
I had a lot
photos.
Of road rash.
Your scars now?
Because IGphotography.com would love to post them, babe.
Okay, anyway, so let's get back on the story about
weaning.
All right,
so anyway, that's what he said the night after the surgery. Yes. I think it was like a Saturday night or something. But so I didn't go to the bathroom for a couple days.
And that sucks.
And for a couple days?
Yeah, so I was like, I kind of was nervous, but I actually wasn't thinking about it because, I don't know, like I was worried about other stuff. But
like what?
No, just like, you know, they had me on like the painkillers and all that, so it's kind of
you
out
got
of
any more?
It.
like the third day of not shit. I don't want to shit.
Yeah.
It's gonna hurt worse than
birth. Oh my God.
I didn't really know what they meant by that because obviously I never had a child before. So
you wanna have one tonight?
I fucking asshole.
I wake up at like 5:30.
Just come out right after
was.
They fucked.
Go ahead.
I think I woke up at like 5:30 and I felt like I kind of had to go to the bathroom. So I'm like, you know what, I'll go in. So it took me forever because I was so bruised. So I wobbled my way into the bathroom, sat there for seriously an hour and a half.
Oh,
and I called the nurse and I was like, listen, like I was crying and I was like, I can't go to the bathroom. Like there's something wrong. Like I've been in here for an hour and a half. And she's like, well, you just had surgery on your rectum, da da da. But she's like, just keep trying and I'll come back and check on you. So she came back like maybe a half an hour later and I was still in there like crying because it was so painful.
Nurse, I just put a turd hanging out of my ass and I just can't shit.
Did they grab it out? Did they pull it out?
Well, so then she goes, all right, come lay on the bed. So she put me on my side back on the bed and she's like, I'm going to try to digitally get it out myself.
I see G's ears perk up. All technology.
What's that, like an 8 megapixel shit thing?
Can I take a photo of your ass right now?
So she puts like stuff, whatever, like
I'm
stuff
serious.
On her hand so it will go in really easily.
What a Nintendo
Sticks
Power
her
Glove.
Hand up my asshole.
Oh, you got
so you've been fist fucked in your
yeah,
ass
she
before.
She got her ass that was awesome.
And she's like, you know, whatever. I don't know what doctors do, but she like has her hand in there and then all of a sudden she goes, oh my God, it's huge. I don't know how we're going to get it out. Because like
digging
I was
bitch.
So swollen that it just wouldn't come out. So she like played around with it and, the heck is that? And broke it up herself with her hands, and you can only imagine how painful that is. There's her
whole hand was in your ass?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Man, that's why I want to be a doctor. Why, Shakers? Because I want to be able to, like, put my hand up bitches' asses and shit.
Break a log over. Yeah.
Jesus Christ, I'm like, that's a keeper right here.
How is it digital?
I was just going to say, I love they say digital, but all it is her hand in your ass.
Oh, the digits. Digitally.
I was wondering that.
The robot man comes in.
His eyes lit up right when he heard digital because he just loves technology. Yo, did you get the new iPod? Yes, G, we got the new iPod.
No, the one with video now. You can actually watch
Mike video
and movies.
Mike Jones.
You can read all about it, Mike G.
Babe, I've heard some fucked up stories, but you get the prize for this one, love. I can't even really eat now after fucking this breaking up shit story in your asshole.
This girl can take a licking and keep on ticking.
Those eggs look good.
I'm into this one.
Anal volcano.
I got to go back to 15 North.
Oh. I guess, like, it's awful to wear a thong. Is that just like a saw blade just rubbing up and down? I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
Eat how I'm eating. Well, don't eat during the radio.
I'm not. I'm just eating the toast now.
Dirty motherfucker. Eat your breakfast outside.
What the fuck?
Yo, so you've never been as fucked, but you had a guy stick his finger in your ass while you're fucking?
It was a woman.
It was a woman. She stuck her whole, like, hand.
That, talking about different issues.
I'm talking about sex
like
issues,
a drunken
babe.
Monday on a college party.
You know, where, like, you get so drunk. Dudes will usually start, like, licking your asshole just after.
It just goes down like that.
It always happens. I don't do dead sober lick asshole. I got to be loaded, like, really feeling the moment. Then I'll start eating grown
ass. That's just gross. I don't know.
Oh, you're embarrassed to talk
Babe, I
got to
teach you some things in the bedroom.
Come on, babe. You got to find someone you're comfortable with, then you'll love all that asshole playing.
What are you wearing right now? Thong?
Boy shorts?
Nothing?
Fucking dude, it's just like an omelet. Dude.
Am I lying, man?
Ass butt, dude.
Let's compare assholes. Because yours got me fucked up, too.
No.
Come on. Come on.
An asshole lineup. Why don't you just show her your asshole?
Yeah, sure. I'll show you mine. You tell me if you're... But I want to say...
Compare.
Like, oh, yours worse. Of course.
All right, you show me yours, and I'll tell you if mine's similar.
Yeah,
how about
compare
that?
His butthole. You're lying. Those might lie.
Do it for the...
No, good.
I'll tell you if mine's similar.
Be eating this egg toast while you're doing it.
Eating while you're...
His asshole is like reverse.
Yeah, break it up. That makes it weird.
I'm dead.
That makes it weird.
Come on, look at this.
Look at that light. it's digital.
Oh, man, did you wipe your fucking ass?
Look at his
Which one's
look
yours?
Look at his muffed up ass butt. Let me see.
No, you got it, man. You got it.
I think that's better.
Look at his butt.
Quit fucking with his butthole, man. Rex gets jealous. Stop fucking with my asshole.
Yeah. You have to lay on your
is
back.
Is it worse?
Yeah, which one?
Back with the legs
my
in the air.
My butt's better. And my asshole is open.
Of course
she's going to
say
better.
That. I knew she was going to say it. I want some tangible evidence, babe.
No, back. Her ass got wrecked in a motorcycle accident, and it's still better than yours. She got a fucked up ass butt from a motorcycle accident. For the years is still more muffed up. Dude, how many dicks were up there while you're on heroin?
Story of my life, man.
He's not even breaking to stop eating.
Is there any way that we can rewind how he just said, man?
Story of my life, man.
You sounded like you were fucking Jamaican.
Yeah.
Story of my life, man.
Yeah, and the E-Tay-Mon.
Novak's is really worse.
Yeah.
Horrendously worse. Photo?
It's like, it's reversed.
Yep.
Can we get a quick glance at yours to know you're not lying?
No.
My girlfriend's here.
We all have girlfriends
here. Rake's boyfriend's.
Oh, come on.
Right there. We're like, all right.
I'm going to play a song and then we're going to discuss. So I'm going to play Avenged Sevenfold.
Yeah,
one of their
rock,
older shit.
Dude.
It's called Unholy Confessions. It's Radio Bam Series 28.
We just heard some.
Yeah! Say hello to everyone.
What, everyone?
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone?
I didn't know you were recording this shit.
I had no clue.
It's on. It's on the radio channel now.
Nah.
Yeah.
You're fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 Faction.
Yes, Avenged Sevenfold. That shit is fucking awesome.
Do you really like it, Deke?
He's just saying that.
Tom Rock just showed me a picture of his Avenged Sevenfold at Sirius Radio, and then I skipped to the photo next to it, and it was a pair of titties.
He started blushing and ran away with his camera.
He was actually like, oh.
Like a little boy who got caught stealing candy. Yo, he is like a pedophile, dude. Yo, what's your girlfriend, like 16, Tom?
She's 18, I told you, Novak.
Yo, did you see yourself on MTV the other day, Tom Rock?
No.
You have a TV appearance.
What?
For Cameo. Yeah, man. You should be getting...
He was serenading random dudes, and you were that random dude.
Go figure. Go figure. The pedophile gets random serenaded by a dude. Yo, your phone will start blowing up. You'll be getting pussy any minute now.
Yo, being we're live, if anybody wants to call and talk about Kara's ass,
yeah,
feel
man.
Free.
We got a special guest.
Well, let's do it.
Let's
take some shit.
We only get one caller.
Everyone's too disgusted.
Our ratings are going up. Yeah, we don't get a butthole in here like this every day.
That's an incredible
story.
Stock is
going down.
Yo.
Hey.
Oh. Yo, yeah, man.
Yo.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Sounds like Vito.
Yo, my name is Zach.
What up, Zach?
Hey.
Hey. I just have to comment right now. Tyler's boyfriend is my roommate at the college.
Oh, you are fucked, Kara. You heard she said she just had a friend that she sometimes fucks. Is she lying? Is it her boyfriend?
No.
And he is the ass master. This guy only does it one way, and that's anal. And what I want to know is...
I knew it.
They're lying.
Where at? Where
she
does he live at?
She's scared, though, for a second.
Pennsylvania. You actually got her nervous, Zach.
I know I did. That's why I did it.
I like your style, Zach, man.
So what I want to know from Kyle is he gentle with her, or is he still the crazy, ass-pounding maniac that he is all the time?
Who?
Her boyfriend.
Oh. Well, does he bang you out in bed hard, or does he be gentle with you?
I never did
not
anything.
Not ass. I'm talking about your pussy, babe.
Oh, that makes it better.
No comment.
Oh, that means he bangs out like a rag doll.
Yeah. He around the room.
He tosses around the room like a fucking rag doll.
I hate this no comment shit.
Jesus, violent.
Hey, Zach, what do you think of this asshole story, Zach?
I don't know. I feel sorry for the girl because, I mean, knowing my roommate, I mean, He pounds
it
in the ass like Rake does coke. So I mean,
oh, that's bullshit on fucking radio.
Yeah,
cola.
Would you bang out her ass if she had a muffed up butt? But being she's a strong eight, would you do it?
She's pretty fucking hot.
I would freak, son. Yes, of course I would.
Yeah, how are your morals, Zach? Do you give a fuck about them or not?
Did you throw them out the window like how Novak did?
They're very low. Very low standards of morals.
Bro, let's go to the bar and drink then, man. Why? Come on.
Pick him up there or something.
Where are you, assholes?
Right on, dude. You had her scared as fuck. Wrap it up.
That's the whole point.
All right, have a good one, brother.
All right,
later. Yo, Bam, play that, Mark Jones. Talk about that, man.
Dude, did you guys ever realize, like, I always wonder why Novak always says, Mark Jones, every fucking track. He says Mike Jones 20 fucking times.
Who says that is true?
Mike Jones! Somebody burned me a copy of a CD, and there's some good ass beats, but I could seriously barely listen to it sometimes because of how fucking. Dude, let me just show you.
Dude, I was crying earlier. I didn't realize how much
I
said it.
Yeah, we got serious technology going on here. He's got a fucking microphone and a boombox.
Just the wait is over.
Listen.
Who is Mike Jones?
Okay.
It's finally here, baby.
Okay. Let's listen to the next track then.
Mike Jones.
All right. Now let's listen to the next track. It's like unbelievable.
Mike Jones. DJ Juicy J Productions.
Then you got like.
We don't screw that. We don't screw that.
Music on the H-time. H-time.
Maybe that, I don't know. Mike Jones will kick in later on that one.
Yeah.
It's like insane.
Shoot. Mike Jones.
I love it already.
Like, you forgot who it is.
Every fucking track didn't like.
Mike Jones.
Didn't the producer be like, dude, every track says Mike Jones, you're gonna start pissing people off.
But you know about switching lanes on the wood grain. But you know about switching lanes on the wood grain. But you know about switching lanes on the wood grain.
You gotta be kidding me.
Mike Jones.
Like, dude, every track, man, come on. Like, he must jam to his own fucking CD and just be like, damn, man, you think I said Mike Jones too much? Like, he even gives out his fucking phone number.
Yeah, he does. We should call and see where it goes.
Yeah, we should call that motherfucker. Call Mike Jones.
I want it so bad.
I want to know how many times he says it.
Mike Jones.
Like we forget who it is.
Mike Jones.
Mike Jones. Mike Jones. Even the hook says Mike Jones.
Yeah.
Listen, ready? Mike Jones.
I'm gonna buy this album.
I'm buying this album. So bad,
dude. You gotta count it.
I wanna count it.
Now, what does this count as right here? Is this one or six?
It's 12.
Mike Jones.
Let me borrow this CD.
I ain't buying this shit.
I wonder what Paul Wall says a thousand times.
I don't think he doesn't say it. Nowhere like Mike Jones. But it's working for Mike Jones because I just heard another rap song out and they say Mike Jones, like making a reference back to it. So it's working. He's getting coverage.
Yeah. People love that shit.
Yeah.
I'll suck a dick if it makes for a good story on the radio, you know? So whatever it takes. Whatever it takes here, guys.
Whatever it takes, bud.
Hey, come on. Oh,
that's an awesome CD. I'll buy it. Buy that at the record store?
I'll burn it.
Oh, you can buy it anywhere.
Yeah.
You can buy it anywhere. It's got it in gas.
Oh, Lemon's going to love that, dude.
My God.
I seriously, like, I was like, is this a joke? Like, every fucking, like, and that's just the beginning of it. Like, there's hooks and shit where it's like, Mike, Mike Jones. Like, they just say it the whole time, every song. And there's like seven songs where he talks about switching lanes in the turning lane. I don't know what he's talking about.
No.
Switching lanes with wood grain.
Wood grain
on the steering wheel.
Paddling and inside.
No. Wood grain on the steering wheel.
So. And what is 84? Yeah. I've been rolling around on 84s. 84s, if that's a rim, that's fucking like a Bigfoot tire.
No, I think 84 is like probably the year the cars they drive down there. Those old 84 Cutlasses and whatever.
I'm agreeing with you on that, fat boy.
Right? Yeah. I'm
what are you laughing at? Because he's just like, hold up. Let me tell you what
about it. It's a steering wheel.
I'm going to tell you about the culture right now.
Yo, he's so in love with Mrs. New Range Rover because it has a cooler in the middle where
you
can keep drinks cold.
That is the greatest thing ever, man.
Who the fuck cares about that?
Cooler inside.
You can put mocha frappuccinos in there.
Your drink will never get warm. Who the fuck cares? Buy ice, you cheap fuck.
Dude, Mrs. Range Rover is sick.
Good job, man.
You're moral.
Good job on the purchase, Bam.
Your morals are whack.
You know what she cares about? That's it. Like, he's looking for her. He's like, I kind of like her, but God, her fucking car is great.
Mike Jones.
Mike, mom.
Yo, G. Did you tell your girlfriend here about the photos you showed us of your glory shots?
Glory shots.
Yeah, don't act dumb now, bitch.
Yeah, I was scrolling through your...
He's got photos.
For skate photos in your
he's
thing.
Got the photos of you naked, sprawled on the bed, and he comes on you, and he takes pictures of cum, and he calls this glory shot.
Wait, no, I got naked photos of Missy. Ew. If you guys want to check them out.
All right.
That's called my...
You showed everyone video footage of you humping her.
Yeah, no, it was only like 2 seconds worth. Remember when we filmed that? I did.
I saw it. I swear to God. G
he
came.
Saw it.
I didn't see it. G came downstairs.
Yo, babe, I showed him 5 seconds worth.
Like, it would have been better if only
half. Oh, she's going to go. Kick
I
ass.
Showed yeah. them 5 seconds
you worth. You never filmed anything ever
yo,
again.
I said G. I said G.
At least I told you that I showed Harry.
And you still
showed. He showed G and his girlfriend and Mike Nutt and.
I didn't see it.
No.
And Mike Jones.
You
know
what? I didn't see it. It's what I did. Right when we were done, you went.
Did you happen to show my sister by any chance?
Her sister saw it too.
No.
Livewire went
shut
here.
Up, fat boy. I ran down to show Hannah 5 seconds worth, and then G came running up with a fucking hard on, so we had to look at it too.
But you know what's bad about G seeing it?
You guys think.
You showed it right. I showed it to Hannah. I told him that I would do that. Hannah hasn't fucked in 6 months. It's the least I could do is show him 5 seconds.
Let him salivate.
It was really quick. I just saw tits.
Gee, what was
G's
it?
G's lying.
Good? G just said
I just
he saw
the camera
tits,
showing
but
tits.
After he saw it, I said, well, what is she having? I know Bam's all that hairy pussy thing is a shave. G actually drew me a diagram
it's shaved,
of pussy.
Faggot.
G drew me a diagram of her pussy and her hair. You're lying if you say you didn't.
G, is that true?
You have a landing strip. I saw it.
Did you
true?
Lie? Did you draw it out for
what?
Me?
Did you draw it? A diagram?
Yeah,
of
I did.
Body.
See? Yeah. So he didn't just see your tits. He's lying.
Listen, that's what I laugh. Before that, he was drawing diagrams of my private areas.
I didn't care that much. G cared.
Because you asked.
Yeah, I asked, but I didn't care
you're
for no diagram.
For the show.
Oh, she's getting mad.
Dead. Dead.
Dead in the bedroom?
D-E-D.
That's
fine. Dead in the bedroom.
She spelled dead. D-E-D.
Mike Jones even saw it.
It's from Men in Tights, Robin Hood.
That's the last thing you gotta worry about.
Hannah's thinking
like
about
the tights
you right
I wear
now,
around the house. You like that?
Oh my God, dude!
Hannah took like an hour long shower the next day, and I was eating cereal at the kitchen table.
Oh, he was jacking off to the 5 seconds of porn.
Jerking off in the bathroom.
Thinking about
more.
You.
What?
To just 5 seconds.
Who takes an hour long shower if they're not jacking off?
And they don't get out of the shower. My face just went from like normal to bright red.
Donnie Barley, remember Donnie used to stay here a lot.
He jacked off.
He was also a sick fuck. Donnie out Buck? The 80-year-old ladies on the internet. Man.
Oh yeah, he's got pornos like 50-year-old Ming Hag bitches like. And dude,
like
he got,
G when he's 80. That's
he stayed at Ricky Iola's house.
Porn.
Remember, he got caught fucking the couch.
Good retort, faggot. I'm using your lines.
Even
retort.
I never got caught fucking the couch.
Who?
Donnie Barley.
Caught fucking the couch.
I won't. No, Ricky Iola had this nice, sexy leather
I was there.
Couch. And,
I was there.
And he woke up in the morning or in at like 4 in the morning to get a drink. And he goes down and sees Donnie with his pants down to his ass fucking the leather couch.
He was dry humping the couch. My.
I was sleeping behind the couch. This is
now that's hot.
I thought I was on some shit, man. Fuck.
I think sucking a 40-year-old's dick is on some shit.
Right, dude. At least it's like wet, moist pleasures there. What the fuck is a leather couch going to do for you?
I don't know, dude. It's probably cheap.
God.
What do you think about missing when you got a nice leather couch like that?
Fuck, these people are going to shit these days, bro.
Look at you saying that.
Yeah, I went down. I was hanging out with Buggy for the last couple of days. I'm like, Buggy, come up and do the radio show with us. He's like, I got to go to D.C. I'm like, for what? He's like, Dalai Lama. I'm like, oh, what's that, a new band or something? I had no idea that it's like some form of yoga or something like that.
What the fuck is
he's getting all stoked out on like fucking smoking that ganja shit, and now he's going to like learn how to breathe properly and om and
is
all that
Dalai
shit.
Dalai Lama really?
Oh.
So he's Buddhist now. He's going to go.
Maybe, does that mean you
got to
be Buddhist to do Dalai Lama?
You don't do Dalai Lama. Yeah, yeah. Did you ever go to fucking
he said he was
ever?
Doing Dalai Lama for 2 days in
next
Tennessee.
Thing you know, he's going to have like a turban on.
He's not.
Fucking,
and he'll still win that
fucking
game.
Guitars, man.
did you ever go to school, Rake says? Dude, I caught Novak hurting his neck. He goes, oh, fuck, man. I think my neck's got a concussion.
I was shooting dope in gym class, man. School is a hell. Like, that wasn't my primary purpose.
No, I think, seriously, bud.
I think he's doing Dalai Lama. You don't do Dalai Lama like you do fucking
like you do men's assholes. I understand that.
God damn, man. I hurt my leg skating. I think it's got a fucking concussion or something.
Oh. I'm going to go do some Dalai Lama.
Straight up,
bud. Man.
Shit's getting better, though, man. Sleep better.
Straight up,
shit,
bud.
Man.
Did you bang out your girlfriend last night?
No. I was tired. We did have good sex the other night, though. I forget one.
Did you ever bang her out in the car?
No, you know what I thought about doing the way home? I need the whole scene and scenario. Car, it's not my thing,
I got
man.
That photo of you sucking on her tits the other day.
Oh, you know what? She gave me head the whole way home from Kuma in the movies the other night in the back seat, remember?
Tiny little mini hard dick?
Oh, dude, she was sucking it like it was a fucking lollipop.
Thank God she got big lips. If not, she'd never make it to your fucking
shit. Rake, I'm not even going to start on your home.
What about the makeout set?
Kara, did you ever give head in a car?
No.
What? Oh, God.
What about
you need to fucking teach her.
I mean, my girlfriend wanted
how old are you?
Come on, yeah, Karen.
21.
Oh, okay.
What's the wildest sex thing you ever did? Don't lie and don't think about it. Answer now.
A
motorcycle ride.
In the fucking midair.
Okay, airborne that's it. Sex.
Come on, Kara.
No, for real.
I don't know.
You do know.
Anywhere besides the bedroom is strange enough. Like, if you did it in a park or something, like...
Elevator.
Where? But I didn't. Elevator.
What the hell is wrong
never.
With you?
Kara, live
you
life,
your
babe.
Boyfriend. You gotta do some crazy shit. That's what keeps a relationship
live on the
going.
Wild side.
I just banged out Missy in a brand new Range Rover as I was on 202. I
got 202 sucks.
Probably while driving.
I was driving.
You were driving.
If you can get a boner on 202, you can get a fucking boner anywhere, man.
Dude.
I know, there's nothing special.
Can I get a boner on Ship Road?
We'll watch.
Mike Jones.
We go see the 50 Cent movie, right?
What?
How was that, by the way?
It was the worst thing. It sucked my asshole. But this is the best part about the whole movie. Before it starts, it's my girlfriend and me, Bam and his girlfriend. And all I hear Bam doing is demanding that he eats her out before the movie starts. And I hear her say, no, I hear him say, well, once the movie starts, babe, I want to watch the movie. So, like, I got to do it now. Like, why now? Why here? Just wait, you fuck. And as soon as the lights go down, I see him, like,
seriously,
for, like, only 2 seconds it stops, but he just had to do it for 2 seconds. Now, Kara, that's living on the wild side,
see?
Babe.
And then she'll remember every time we go to see that 50 Cent movie, every time she sees a 50 Cent poster, she's going to be like, remember the fun time we had at the movies when you ate me out for 2 seconds?
Was it a suck or like a little lick? Like a
It was a session,
Bob. It was a suck and a lick, and it was more than 2 seconds.
It was a straight up.
It was about 2 minutes.
It was good, Bob.
So you know
think
what
the
that
people in front
means?
Of us appreciated it.
That means if she ever leaves him and goes to the fucking button-up Argyle shirt type wearing dude, to probably goes
Argyle
to school.
Shirt.
He will do shit that he does to her. So she will always remember him. You gotta be unique.
Soccer Brian's gonna be banging her out. She's just gonna be wishing she was with me because
Soccer Brian can do 10 wall balls and do 15
laps. Soccer Brian
will
be all pissed off doing wall balls, being like, why not good enough?
Why don't I, Soccer?
Because, babe, you don't eat me out at 50 Cent movies.
What's up with that movie anyway?
Kara, I want Kara. This is a project, babe. I want you to come back from the next time we do a radio show, and you have to have a unique sex story for
us. Oh no! No, she's got to get some dude to eat her butt.
You have to do that. You have 7 days to have wild sex and come back and tell us about it.
And no, like I just bent over and we watched the porno and fucked. Because who doesn't do that?
Like you gotta fuck. You gotta go to Kinko's to print up like a test paper that you did, and then bang out your boyfriend in the bathroom.
While the copies are making,
so you're killing two birds with one stone.
Look at the mean shit she could say to some dude.
It's just open all the time.
Yeah, Kinko's is 24 hours.
Yeah,
I need one copy. Where's your shitter?
Look at the mean shit she could say to some guy. Like, you call that a dick? I had a whole hand up my fucking ass. You call that a
dude? What do you think the nurse gets paid to go up and put her hand in her ass and break up shit? What's your hourly fucking?
I get paid $20 a year, and I just had to stick my hand up an ass to get shit out.
And not even get it out. She had to break the shit up so it would come out. She's like fumbling with shit.
So, did they have like a tool, like a baton or some shit that opens up?
Whatever.
No.
What the fuck kind of sex you in, fat boy?
What the fuck opens your asshole up that much?
Her hands.
Lube, you idiot. Not like a machine or something that like pulls it open. And like,
no, she put like lube on her hand and stuck it right up. I don't know.
Pretty fucking hot though.
You got your ass fisted, so technically you're a lesbian.
No, that's hardcore. You probably have some strong asshole muscles.
This is the first girl I've ever met that's been fist fucked in her ass. Yeah.
Everyone, give a round of
applause. Cheers to her.
You haven't met my ex-girlfriend, Zed Novak.
All right, I'm going to play Bloodhound Gang. And speaking of Kiko's copies, hopefully we can... Hey, New York, if you have Ottoman recording hell, there's a prank... No. It's on CKY2. I'll find it here at the house while we're playing Bloodhound Gang. This is called I'm the Least You Could Do, and this one goes out to, I don't know, Radio Man Series 20 Action to asshole.
I'm the least you could do. on to your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Whoa. That's the Bloodhound Gang. I'm the least you could do. I love the Bloodhound Gang. Jimmy Pop, hell yeah. And Evil Jared, he sold me out on the last auction, but that's all right. Novak, what are you doing? What are you eating now?
Fresh
V8. Chaos. No one is ready to go back.
No one's even in the room.
I got a V8, man. I did so many bad things last night. This is the only thing healthy that's going to help me right now.
How long's your arm in that shit for?
6 more weeks, dude.
Jesus.
What?
Shit is snapped.
Because he keeps taking the fucking thing off and
now,
like
mind
falling
your business,
down.
Fat boy.
Fuck you, man.
Because his girlfriend keeps beating his ass. That's why.
Dude, I love it though, because I can just lay in bed and just be like, "Bitch, take advantage of me. I don't even have to move or nothing, dude." She just puts it on me, dude.
Does it still hurt to move?
It's getting better. It's healing slowly. It's the only bone that you can't set back into place. Yeah.
Buddy,
you
Bill know? Broke the same thing.
I broke mine too.
No, he always has to be part of something. Though.
Hey, I'm just talking. I'm just saying.
Hey guys, I broke mine too.
I did.
How did you break it, Chief?
Skating.
What were you doing?
Using my iPod.
It sucked. I was running. No, I stepped on my board and fell back on my back.
Just being clumsy as usual.
No, I was running down the vert ramp. The board came from behind me.
So are we on air right now?
Yeah.
God. Yeah, we're on the air. I just keep looking over there.
Aren't we waiting a phone call?
We're on air, man. Wherever the fuck you're at. Oh, Jesus. He's behind the boards like playing
loves,
with Tom Rock and shit.
Bam loves his prank call so much, he's just like, fuck everyone.
He quit the show?
He's right there. He's right down below here.
Oh, okay. I just figured he quit the show.
I just keep looking over at this hot-ass girl just thinking, man, her ass went...
Rick, where's your sidekick? She's usually with you.
Shit. I've been fucking... I hung out with her enough, man. We're hanging.
What's up, Danny Brandon?
Are you willing to cheat tonight?
No.
means yes.
After I was hanging out with you, and you guys got my ass whooped. The hardest I've ever been beaten.
Danny.
Yeah, I took Greg down to a strip joint in Baltimore, man.
Did you bang everybody out?
Nah, my girl, me, man. I can't cheat when she's around.
No, they brought me... They brought me up on stage and got my ass whooped.
What'd you say, babe?
Neither can I.
Dude, explain her theory. Explain your logic about cheating. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, if I kiss a girl and make out with a girl
that's
in front
cheating.
Of you, I'm cheating. And I said, well, then you've already cheated.
What?
I don't mean girlfriend.
Oh, no.
If she
wants to eat out a box, dude, that's not cheating.
That's game fucking on. Not cheating at all.
Hell, it's not your girlfriend. I wouldn't even be mad if I wasn't there, just as long as I hear about it.
I hear that.
I don't kiss
myself. Well, you did the other day on air here.
And we got photos of that, too.
What do you mean? I told everybody.
Well, you say you did kiss and tell.
She kissed and saw.
Kissed, saw, told, viewed, videoed, fucking
that was different. That was different.
Yeah,
I'm talking about, like, if I'm, like... Upstairs, like if Missy and I go upstairs right now,
and 69
and you guys,
each other.
Yeah, and you
that's
guys are down here.
Bad idea,
right?
Missy. Get on up here.
Okay.
Chop, and then
ladies.
We don't tell you guys.
I'm posting that photo tonight.
Scissor
fuzz bump.
We recorded a pre-recorded Plan show
bass.
The other day.
Go on.
And they made
fuzz
out.
Bump.
I'll say it on air. My girlfriend can eat.
They did. I got photos of making out.
Tom Rock, we get that bitch.
No.
What's wrong?
God damn it.
Man, I want to see your name.
What kind of roommates do you have, Kara?
Well, let's we break the story down before we get her online? Because we have a roommate here.
Do you think we're actually going to get her on the phone?
We're going to try another one.
Well, what happened? Why'd you throw a beer at her? Okay.
All I heard was that he was an asshole and he threw a beer in her face. Like, he was acting up. They confronted him and said, get out. And he threw a beer in her face and ran across the street.
Yeah.
Did he throw it or just splash it?
I was at a keg party, right? I walk into a goddamn sorority house. I hate college people.
No,
anyways.
I'm not in a sorority.
So why were you at a keg party, you fucking idiot?
Because it's free beer, you fucking idiot.
But you hate college
people. And something else now. So I'm smoking a cigarette in the broad's house, and she goes, you can't smoke, I have emphysema. I said, all right, baby, I'm leaving, right? As I'm leaving, she physically... pushed me. I'm like, bitch, we were cool till now.
And you were sore from skating, weren't you?
Oh, man. Fucking did 540s all day.
Seriously, bud.
You know, man.
Seriously, when did this happen?
I douse her with my beer, and she goes, you just fucked up. I'm like, why? She's like, I'm a black belt in karate. I'm like, well, look, babe, you could probably win, but...
Is she a black belt?
No.
That lying
no.
ass nigga ass.
Oh, yeah. So the bitch has, I'm running outside of Burger King there on Frat Row. At 4 a.m.
Fucking Alpha Beta Row.
No back, running for his life from some black belt.
By 12 broads in the middle of the road.
Ming Phi Beta
then,
Row.
Then I hear they call the police shit. I'm like, high in town, through town from the police shit like that.
No back getting beat up by a group of 12 girls running from it.
It's like a Betty Hill episode.
And I had that Guns N' Roses shirt wrapped around my head, Taliban style. It said, what is it? Something for destruction. What is it? I had that on my forehead, wrapped Taliban style.
Something for destruction.
You should be shot.
I mean, hopefully I won't
like a
die
fucking
soon.
Taliban.
When I die, it's when I'm at peace.
Something for destruction.
When I get buried, I want to be buried with a Mike Jones CD and a vodka grapefruit shot of crayon.
Oh, and a 50 CD, too.
A 50.
50 is cool. This movie sucks.
Oh, Baltimore of Love.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, people died over that movie. People
yeah,
got
some
shot.
Dude got shot.
Yeah,
right.
I believe it.
I love your hair, boy.
Going to that 50 Cent movie.
Who went?
Someone got blown away in Pittsburgh at 50 Cent.
They went to go see a 50 Cent movie, and the homeboys
homeboys went ballistic and started blowing each other away.
Oh, my God.
Some guy died.
You saw security when we went here in Westchester.
Yeah.
Security trucks driving around like maniacs.
Really?
Like they were threatened.
Dude, go to the movie theater where he's from.
Okay, right. Yeah, we got somebody.
Imagine seeing that in Brooklyn.
All right.
Or the Bronx. Hey,
Brock. Hey, Brock. Or is this Jess?
No, this is Jess.
Hey, Jess. We were trying to call you.
Hey, yeah, I heard.
So, listen, remember that time that Brandon Novak was at our house? And,
yeah. Well, you left out the part of him spitting on hash.
Oh, so
what's
you
up with that?
My friend.
You spit on hash over at Mark's house.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay, so we were at Mark's. I guess they were at Mark's house.
Wait, Ed, we need to change because Laura didn't push him until after he put pee through the beer. But then she chased him.
Yeah.
How come you forgot to say the spitting part, Novak?
Well,
why did you leave that out?
I wish I didn't because it makes for a great story. I just forgot, simply.
So you started the whole thing, huh?
Probably. I start everything. I'm not denying that.
I can't deny it.
So, Jess, what happened?
Jess.
What started the whole thing?
Talk to Hash.
Who did I throw the
Hash.
Beer? Whose beer went in?
The fuck is
what
that?
What up, Hash?
Hi, who's this?
Nice name.
By the way, your name sucks.
That's really
or it could be good. I don't know.
Unless you like
Hash,
drugs.
Tell us what happened that night. So, tell us what happened that
story?
Night.
Was Novak a dickhead? Was he a jerk?
No. Okay, so he was over here, and then we went over to Mark's house, and I was playing beer pong against him, and I beat him.
Beer pong!
You beat him, and he was pissed, so he spit on you.
Yeah, he spit on me, and I was like, all right, whatever. So I went home, and he followed me back, and then he He was like, spit on me, and I'm like, no, I'm not going
to. Was he trying to get down your pants?
No, he wasn't.
were you gay that night, Novak?
I think I already had another.
So he started it, right, Hash?
Wait, what? Yeah, he started it. He definitely started it.
But then you put your meat hooks on him and pushed him out the door.
Your meat hooks? Meat hooks.
So didn't I have like 12 year sorority sisters chase me out there on Frat Row?
I would
love to see that.
Dude, they were chasing me like fucking wild herd animals.
You're lucky it didn't happen now with your fucking.
So hey, guess what, Hash?
What?
I hear there's a rager at your house tonight, and guess who's coming?
He's coming over to drink.
We'll all be there.
You guys totally should.
Oh, I am, bitch.
Oh, my God. Totally.
2K.
Who said that?
I'm not kidding.
And I'm going to be smoking cigarettes every room in your house.
Can he spit on you again?
Yeah. No, he can't.
What can I do on you?
Wow. You're fresh.
Hey, Hash, did you ever see Kara's asshole?
Yes, she did.
No, I haven't.
No, you did. I showed you.
Has anyone there seen her asshole?
Can we talk to somebody who's seen Kara's asshole?
None of us have.
No, she actually coached me through the bathroom a couple times.
Haven't.
I had a painful bathroom experience.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Hash.
Coached.
First off, I don't believe pretty girls take shits ever, so that's already disgusting.
Oh, they do, trust me.
At least this one has a shitty cut.
Oh, they do, trust me.
Hash, I do, though, don't I?
What, take shits?
Yeah, yeah.
Stop by your head,
babe. I struggle a little bit, too.
Ew. You hear the
like, roommates, you're like,
oh, my God.
You have to.
Oh, my God, it's going to come out. Oh, my God. I need Novocaine. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. Oh, Jesus Christ. Yo, yo, Herb. Yo, Hush. Give me a towel. Give me a goddamn Ace Bandage.
Is that the kind of noises she makes in the bathroom there at
no,
the college
she doesn't.
Sorority?
She doesn't.
Dude, I do, don't I?
You don't make that noise.
Yo, how
close to it, though, right?
How many you don't have to cry.
How many
I cry. Yes, I do cry.
How many sorority bitches are in that house?
We are in a fucking sorority.
Well, you're living sorority row, babe.
Yeah, you're living on sorority row.
There's 10 girls.
You guys ever les out over there?
Yeah, that's my next question. Do you walk around lingerie all the time and thongs
no,
and shit?
No, because we're usually hungover and we well, hang on. Like we're going we to had the... on the night before.
We'll go to the sorority house across the street then.
Yeah, or I'll go to the gay bar.
Oh, yeah,
there,
yeah,
there.
G.I. Joe's.
We'll go to the Admiral Duncan and drink. It's the gayest gay bar in London.
Please, take me.
Admiral Duncan Hines.
The Admiral Duncan.
Yeah,
he was just like Pitaro.
Really? Do any of the chicks in the house hook up?
No.
On a regular?
No, not at all.
That's
such a boring. You guys rat. Need to drink some Crown Royal and do some shit you might regret.
Oh, my roommate Kim has Crown Royal.
I'll be there.
With that tonight.
That's the deal.
Well, we're coming over in a few minutes, babe.
Yo, what time does the fucking shindig start, Hash?
Whenever. You're making fun of my name, asshole.
You guys I'm not making fun. I just want to smoke it, bitch.
No, I'm going to smoke your ass.
Okay, hey, Hash. What time does the party start?
I said whenever you guys can come over.
The party don't start until we get there. That's how it goes.
That's good. Now we got something to do after.
Seriously, man.
We are the party, man.
All right. We got to go, babe. Thanks for answering the phone.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Your name sucks.
And I'm not sorry for what I did.
So I'm gonna finish it up here with this prank call that I just found in my CD collection. It's Deco acting like, what's your name, Frank? And you call up Kinko's Copies, and you demand that you need full-size Indiana Jones copies, and he doesn't know what that means. It's so fucking funny. Let's hear it. This is another one. It's some softball bitch. You made a softball voice. I think you're... Let's hear it.
That one?
It's a prank call. I like it. It's okay. Radio Bam.
Are we saying goodbye as well?
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Oh, it hurts!
Hi, how are you tonight?
Okay, fine.
Okay, listen, I'm really kind of on a diet, and I was just interested. You guys carry munchkins?
How many?
Okay, listen, this is what I wanted. I just wanted, like, I've gotten them before, and you guys have, like, 36-pack and, like, 100, you know, all the big ones. I just wanted, like, 2.5, maybe. Like, can I come in there and just get 2.5 munchkins?
2.5 munchkins?
Just two. Just two munchkins.
2 munchkins only?
Yeah. Could you guys do that? Because I'm on a diet, and I don't want to get all fat and plump like a turkey.
How many o'clock you come in?
Excuse me?
How many o'clock you come in?
Yeah, exactly. I just want two of them. And could you, like, squirt them filled with cream, like jizz, like so it flies out the sides?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, well, how much would that cost me if I got them? I want one filled with jizz and the other filled with kind of like spam. Kind of like spam. Could you guys do that with some sprinkles?
Sprinkles? Munchkin sprinkles?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, you could do that.
No munchkin sprinkles.
Oh, no munchkin sprinkles?
Only glaze, honey dip, sugar glaze.
What kind of glaze? Is it like a jism glaze?
Huh?
Is it like a jism glaze you put on top?
Yeah, glaze munchkin.
Yeah, like jism, right?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll come in there, I'll tell you what, and I'll bring 69 cents. Is that enough?
60 munchkins?
69 cents. How much will it cost me? 69.
69.
You got, yeah, how much? How much would two munchkins cost?
Two munchkins, 20 cents.
20 cents, that's it?
Only 20.
Oh, that's...
20 munchkins, 199 cents.
Yeah, you said that 20 times. Kind of silly. But,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Don't worry. I just definitely one's got to be pumped and squirted.
Okay.
Filled with jizz. And I'll come in and see you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, honey. Okay? Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Stand by for important celebrity endorsement / usable information.
Hey, everybody. This is Phil and Ape.
Call Faction right now. 866-YO-FACTION.
We gotta get Vita to do that one. Yo, faction.
Hello?
Now, with two extra digits
for those who like to dial
866.
Yo, faction.